Bezal Shem is Bochum begin Perikshish of the sixth chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Ganeivin, the laws of theft, and the saving and seeking in the book of damages, where we continue the theme of the previous parak regarding buying from a thief, regarding things that are presumed to be stolen, and those halachic limitations. The Rambam begins halacha alf, that anything that is presumed to be stolen, one is forbidden to buy. So kadavash achaskaste shugan of anything that is a presumption that the item is stolen, also the kechay say, you're not allowed to purchase it. V'chein tzutu imarev oyse hadavar. So too, if the majority of that item, which is what the seller is presenting to sell, that those are generally shulganav, are stolen, in lechem ha'isai, you cannot buy that. Lefikach, therefore, you have the following cases. In lechem ha'arayim, I'll buy from shepherds, tzemer, wool, echolav, or milk, or gedoyim, or kid goats, where we have a concern that maybe the shepherd stole them from the flock of the homeowner that they're watching. Aval lechem, but you could purchase from them chalav gvina, milk and cheese, by midbar in the desert, which is very far away, which is not the norm and not expected that they're going to go back to the homeowner to give them these things that are going to spoil, but not in the settled area, because then it is normal for the shepherd to have to go to the homeowner and give him the milk and the cheese. So again, then we're suspecting that he's stealing it from the homeowner, from the owner. Now, however, you are allowed to buy from the shepherd's arba tzayin, four sheep, or the four shearings of wool from sheep, me'eder cotton from a small flock, because that's easily recognizable, or at least five from a large flock, then we don't presume that it's stolen in this situation, because the shepherd would be afraid to steal such a large amount because it can be recognizable. Therefore, we could presume if he's selling such a large amount, the owner definitely knows and is okay with it, because or else he would be afraid to take such a large amount. The rule of thumb is, if the shepherd is selling it, if the homeowner would recognize and realize something is missing over here, then actually such things you're allowed to purchase from the shepherd, because he'd be afraid to steal such a large amount. Obviously, he's allowed to. The main balabais margish, but something that the homeowner wouldn't notice and wouldn't realize, as lucky, they now let it buy because maybe it's stolen. As Rama continues, halacha gimel, certain things that would presume that are stolen and certain things not. So ain't lechem mishem yipeis, you're not allowed to purchase from those who are watching the orchards, that watch the fruits. You're not allowed to purchase from them the eitzim, wood, yipeis, or fruits. Because again, he might have just been stealing here and there. Ella, only bizman shem yishm. If they're sitting in a designated place, umayichem, and they're selling out in the open, basam in the baskets with the fruits, bahapelis, and the scales, all the fnem in front of them. Oh, sharia davar gali, this is revealed, v'yesh lekol, and words getting out. Obviously, if he's doing such a thing that the homeowner, the owner knows about this, and the v'vein zegeneva, that's obviously not theft. And moreover, v'lichem in Pesach hagin, you can only purchase if he's selling from the opening of the garden, which obviously that's open to everyone to see. Avalim achergin, and not from the back of the warehouse, in the back of the garden, because then we're suspecting that it was stolen over there. He's doing it in such a shady way. Now, v'kulam, regarding all that we mentioned before, that you lot of purchase from them, those items, Sha'amr, if they tell the purchaser, hatmin, you know, come in and hide, then you're not allowed to buy from them because obviously it's stolen. Umut l'kachas now you're allowed to purchase from a shearcropper. He has a portion in everything, including the fruits and the wood, and therefore what he's selling is his own portion. We don't have to suspect that it was stolen. Halacha dal, ain't loikhim in anoshim and avodim and akhtanim. I'll purchase from women, slaves, and minors, because we presume it's from the homeowners. Eladvam shachaskasam shehim shalhem midasabam. Only from things that we have a presumption that they're theirs with the consent of the husband, master, slash father. Kagoyin, for example, noshim. Like, for example, women who sell linen garments in the Galilee, which they had a lot of it, and the women would sell, oh yeah, gol masharon, or calves in the Sharon. Again, that we know that this is what they have so much of, and they let their women sell it, then you could buy. Now, but v'kulim shomer, regarding all these, if they say, hatmin, hide, come in the corner, no, I'll buy from them. Because then we're presuming that it was stolen, that they're stealing from the father, slash master, husband. Now, however, one's allowed to purchase eggs and chickens anywhere, but call them from any single person, because not concerned it's stolen, because it has a very little value. But if it says hi, then it is going to be proven, and we suspect that it was stolen. Halacha continues regarding a related discussion of a professional craftsman that does certain work for the homeowner, and what you're allowed to buy from him. So, lechem min habadadin, you're allowed to purchase from those who work the olive presses, where the owners give them their olives and they make oil for them. You're allowed to buy from them zeisim b'mida, a large measurement of olives, or b'shemah b'mida, a large measurement of oil, because that's something that's very public and it's a large quantity and there's no concern that he stole, because the owner would know that he's missing such a large amount. This guy's selling, what's he selling? But you're not allowed to purchase from him a small quantity of olives, a small quantity of oil, because that's presumed that he probably stole it from someone that he's pressing his olives into oil. And all things similar like this, whatever, whether it be the one who grinds the grain into flour, or the one who presses the wine, the grapes into wine, same type of categorization. Which are the refuse of the wool, the small little hairs, that the launderer gets out when he's laundering, these hairs come out, that's his, because it's very little, and the homeowner is not particular about getting it back. And what the comber, when he combs it during the combing, that comes out, actually belongs to the homeowner, because a lot comes out when he's combing, and the homeowner is not going to forgo on that. Now, the launderer that takes out three threads from the threads that are woven at the end of the garment, which protects the weave, that it doesn't get ruined when you're laundering. So three threads, the homeowner is not going to be particular, and the launderer is allowed to take it, and therefore, it's his. But yes, again, if it's more than three threads, Shabbal Abayis, then the homeowner is not mevater, and it's his. Now, if it was a white garment with black threads on it, then the laundry could take them all, and it's his, because it makes the garment disgusting when you have these very stark black threads on the white garment, and he's okay, he's agreeable if the laundry takes them all. Halacha of Zion, a chayit, a tailor, shashir min achot, that he left over from the thread, kidei meshichas machat, the amount of pulling through a needle, which actually is the amount of a needle and double that, meaning the length of two needles, because less than that, you can't go ahead and stick in the needle to thread, because you have to have the amount that it goes in, plus the amount to go ahead and thread it. So the double that amount of pulling out a needle, or b'shayim min abeged, let's say left over from the garment, matlas, a cloth, shishalash atzbos, with a 3x3 finger breadths. So these are significant amounts of thread or swath of cloth. So chav lechzimbal, that would have to be given back if the tailor's in the middle of stitching with all the cloth, he would have to give that back to the owner, but pochet man, less than that, shalai, it's his, the owner doesn't care about that little remnants that are left over. Similarly, in the Cyrus, shacharish meitzi b'matzah, regarding the sawdust that the carpenter has that comes out with the plane, which is used to smooth out boards, Arshalai, the sawdust he could keep. However, Bakashil, with the hatchet that he chops small little splinters, so they're more significant already, that's Shabbal Abayis, that belongs to the homeowner. Now, if he was doing the work by the homeowner, meaning it wasn't his own store, he was just like a hired laborer, then not from the Sir Shabbal Abayis, and even the sawdust, everything belongs to the homeowner, he's just doing the manual labor, so nothing is his. Now, regarding these things and all things that are similar like this, we go after the custom of that country. If it happens to be a certain type of custom, that's where you follow whatever the lay of the land is. Halacha test, kol umen, any professional, that if he sells any one of the things that are not his, meaning like is the law of the land, that it's not his, if he's selling that, like for example, the tufts of wool, the refuse that the comber is selling, where the custom of the place is that he can't keep it, that it's the homeowner's. If he is selling those items, which are things that generally come out when he's doing his work, and it's not allowed to be his, he has to give it to the owner, then not select him, and those are things that you're not allowed to purchase from him. But we're presuming that it was stolen. You could purchase from him a pillow full of stuffing, because anyway he acquired it by doing a shinui, because even if he stole the meichin, he made it into a pillow now. It's a change, which although that's a very small change, but here anyways, we're not even sure if he even stole, together with the fact that it's a small deviation, then you could purchase from him the pillow. Now, the macho umen devar m'shem shalei kiyachas medina, but let's say the craftsman is selling things which, based on the law of the land, they are his, then like him, and then you could purchase from him because those are his, presumably. But the mama hat, maybe says, hide, then us again, then those are all flags, and they would be forbidden to purchase from him because we're suspecting that it was stolen.